जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी यशोद नंदन ब्रज जन रंजना यशोद नंदन ब्रज जन रंजना जमुना तीरावन चारी जमुना तीरावन चारी जय राध माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी यशोद नंदन ब्रज जन रंजना 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 जमुन तीरावन चारी जमुन तीरावन चारी जय राध माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राध माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राध माधव कुंज बिहारी
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परविदिकाचार्य स्तोत्र स्तोत्र सतशिशी ऐसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन फाउंडर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परविदिकाचार्य स्तोत्र स्तोत्र सतशिशी भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद की ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड गौरंगा ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय हरे कृष्णा We are taking the verse from Canto 1, Chapter 5, Text 36. Kurvana yatra karmani భగవచ్చాక్షాయ సుకృత గ్రాంతి గుణనామాని కృష్ణస్య అనుస్మరంతి అనుస్మరంతి చ కుర్వాణాయత్ర కర్మాణి భగవచ్చక్షాయ సకృపాత్ గ్రణంతి గుణనామాని కృష్ణస్య అనుస్మరంతి చ కుర్వాణాయత్ర కర్మాణి భగవచ్చక్షాయ సుకృత గ్రణంతి గుణనామాని కృష్ణస్య అనుస్మరంతి చ కుర్వాణాయత్ర కర్మాణి భగవత్ చిత్తాయ సుకృత శాంతి గుణనామాని కరంతిత కుణాన్యత్ర కర్మాణి భగవత్ శాంతి గుణనామాని మాతజీ కృణానాయత్ర కర్మాణి కురుణాన while performing yatra thereupon karmani duties bhagavat the personality of Godhead shikshaya by the will of asakrat constantly granaanti takes on guna qualities నామాని నేమ్స్ కృష్ణస్య ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ అనుస్మరంతి కాన్స్టెంట్లీ రిమెంబర్స్ షా అండ్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పోర్ట్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసీ భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ వైల్ పర్ఫార్మింగ్ డ్యూటీస్ అకార్డింగ్ టు ద ఆర్డర్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీకృష్ణ The Supreme Personality of Godhead, one constantly remembers him, his names and his qualities. Purport, an expert devotee of Lord can mold his life in such a way that while performing all kinds of duties, either for this or the next life, he can constantly remember the Lord's name, fame, qualities, etc. The order of the Lord is distinctly there in Bhagavad Gita. One should work only for the Lord in all spheres of life. In every sphere of life, the Lord should be situated as the proprietor. According to the Vedic rites, even in the worship of some demigods like Indra, Brahma, Saraswati and Ganesha, The system is that in all circumstances, the representation of Vishnu must be there as Yajneshwara or the controlling power of such sacrifices. It is recommended that the particular demigod be worshipped for particular purpose, but still the presence of Vishnu is compulsory in order to make the function proper. Apart from such Vedic duties, Even in our ordinary dealings, For example, in our household affairs or in our business or profession, we must consider that the result of all activities must be given over to the supreme enjoyer, Lord Krishna. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord has declared himself to be the supreme enjoyer of everything, the supreme proprietor of every planet, and the supreme friend of all beings. No one else but Lord Sri Krishna can claim to be the proprietor of everything within his creation. A pure devotee remembers this constantly, and in doing so, he repeats the transcendental name, fame and qualities of the Lord, which means that he is constantly in touch with the Lord. The Lord is identical with his name, fame, etc. And therefore, to be associated with his name, fame, etc. constantly means actually to associate with the Lord. The major portion of our monetary income, not less than 50%, must be spent for carrying out the order of Lord Krishna. Not only should we give the profit of our earnings to this cause, but we must also arrange to preach this cult to the devotion to others, because that is also one of the orders of the Lord. The Lord definitely says that no one is more dear to him than one who is always engaged in preaching the work of the Lord's name and fame all over the world. The scientific discoveries of the material world can also equally engage in carrying out his order. He wants the message of Bhagavad Gita to be preached amongst his devotees. It may not be that done amongst those who are not credit of austerities, charities, education, etc. Therefore, attempt must be gone to convert unwilling men to become his devotees. Lord Chaitanya has taught a very simple method in this connection. He has taught the lesson for preaching the transcendental message through singing, dancing, and refreshment. As such, 50% of our income may be spent for this purpose. In this fallen age of quarrel and dissension, if only the leading and wealthy persons of society agree to spend 50% of their income in the service of the Lord, as it is taught by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there is absolute certainty of converting this hell to pandemonium of transcendental abode of the Lord. No one will disagree to partake the function where the good singing, dancing, refreshments are administered. Everyone will attend such function, and everyone is sure to feel individually the transcendental presence of the Lord. This alone will help the attendant associates with the Lord and thereby purify himself as a spiritual realization. The only condition for successfully executing such spiritual activities is that they must conduct under the guidance of the pure devotee who is completely free from all mundane desires. Fruitive activities and dry speculation about the nature of the Lord. No one has discovered the nature of the Lord. It is already spoken by Lord himself in the Bhagavad Gita especially and in all other Vedic literature generally. We are simply to accept them in toto and abide by the order of the Lord. That will guide us to path of perfection. One can remain in his own position. No one has to change his position, especially in this age of variegated difficulties. The only condition is that one must give up the habit of dry speculation aimed by becoming one with the Lord, and after giving up such lofty, puffed-up vanities, one may very submissively receive the orders of the Lord in the Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam from the lips of the bona fide devotee whose qualification is mentioned above. That will make everything successful without a doubt. ओम ज्ञानतिमिरंदस्य ज्ञानांजना शलाकया चक्षुर्मिलितमेन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वापदांतिकं। वंदेहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुवैष्णवां च श्रीरूपं साग्रजात्ता सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादा सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितं च। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। वांछा कल्पतरु व्यश्च कृपा सिंधु एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। Let us repeat the translation. While performing duties, according to the order of Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one constantly remembers Him, His names, and His qualities. Hare Krishna. This is a beautiful verse, and in this even purport, how a Krishna conscious person has to remain. Very nicely it has been given. And entire purport is given already. It is a big class now. So, I will take out few themes out of it, what Prabhupada has given it. One thing we have to remember, any actions, material or spiritual, devotees will contact to Krishna. Maybe material or spiritual. Should be connected to Krishna. Contact with Krishna. So for that, I wanted to give one example. Srila Prabhupada, in the beginning days, when he was in London, actually, he meets George Harrison. Those are the beginning days. Prabhupada wanted some fund for printing Krishna book. And Shyam Sundar Prabhu make him to meet with Prabhupada. And what happens, he was the number one Beatle at that time, worldwide. And Prabhupada made such a friendship. And also, the George Harrison, he gives a big donation of something like $19,000 at that time. It was the beginning, Krishna book. And Prabhupada wrote that book first. That was the 10th canto. Because Prabhupada thinks, I am old, I may not give total Krishna's story. Let me give Krishna book first. So that is dedicated for his father, he writes. And he was so grateful. And plus, George Harrison, he took it very seriously, Krishna consciousness. And that Beatles, this whole world, George Harrison made it as a music to Mahamantra. Hare Krishna Mahamantra. It has become total world famous music as well as Mahamantra. Krishna consciousness was, it has become world famous that time. He was the person. And, he departed from here, George Harrison, that time His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, mentioned one wonderful things about him. He got a condolence meeting for him. And he said, George Harrison, he was not an ordinary person. And we had Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the list of preaching this Mahamantra. Second was Srila Prabhupada. Third was George Harrison for the whole world. This was told by His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. Because any material people or anything, once you connect with Mahamantra, everything will be transformed. So, main thing you have to connect with Mahamantra. That's why for his regards, his grateful thing, when Prabhupada was at the end of his time, he was giving his own ring and asked Tamalkrishna Goswami, go and give it to this boy, Harrison, for my memory. He was the person who helped such a lot. And he has distributed this Krishna consciousness all over the world. That credit Prabhupada was giving. And one more thing, I wanted to say, the magic show was that P.C. Sarkar was very famous that time. So one day he had come to Vrindavan and P.C. Sarkar was doing all magic show. He came and he was removing some coins from Prabhupada's ear and head and all shirts and all many coins. And people were all laughing. Magician. So even Prabhupada was laughing very nicely. You know, then what he said, he was asking, you are doing a wonderful magic, but can you remove with your magic, can you remove that birth, death, voltage and disease? And he said, Swamiji, that you can only do it. Sarkar was saying that. So, next is what explained here, the Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasam Sarva Lokameshwara, Krishna's position. He is enjoyed. This is the peace formula. Suradam Sarva Bhutanam Satam Shantim Richat. So, this is highlighted. Shanti, what is the Shanti Sutra? The Shanti Sutra, the world, actually, they have created UNO and all. You are all knowing it. And many nations have made a big unity of all nations, all flags. Many flags were flying, UNO. But you know what happens? They wanted peace. But their lunch and dinner, they were using meat eating. What peace you can get? This was what Prabhupada was saying. What you can take that? You cannot have that sort of thing. And one more thing is that in Chicago, one of the police officer was asking, see, he had lots of crime. How to eradicate the crime? That officer was asking Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, two things you have to do. One is chant the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And distribute prasadam. They'll Krishnaize. They'll get Krishna consciousness. By the congregational chanting, it removes all the dirt from their heart, criminal dirt. And scientifically, God's name, at present they lost God's name. So you have to remind that this is the disease. So you have to remove the disease by chanting the holy name and giving the prasadam. And they have to take Krishna consciousness. This was the thing. And, you know, here they mentioned also, because many of the demigods worship, they do it. But here main thing is that even the people are doing demigod worship, but they have some Shaligram Shila, Vishnu worship is main there. This is mentioned. Huh? Vishnu worship is main. Krishna's worship is main. And the other things are subordinates. Many people wanted to worship subordinates, demigods, but through Krishna, through Vishnu, it has been worshipped. Even a Purohit, the worshipper, he knows that. Krishna Arpanastu, then he starts with the other things always. So this we can understand. So many cases are there like that. And other theme is we realize Lord is enjoyer and proprietor and well-wisher. When it is possible, only by chanting the holy name and hearing the fame of the Lord and quality and pastime. Hearing Krishna Katha only it is possible that Krishna is the enjoyer. Otherwise, people will never understand. They'll think they are the enjoyer. So, for example, I wanted to give you that Giriraj Maharaj. When Giriraj Maharaj was, he was appointed as to take care of the build a our Jew temple, Radha Das Bihari. So he used to run for this permission and all. Mantralayas here, there for temple. There were so many against, people were not interested. They were saying temple is nuisance. Like that people. So they were not giving permission. Morning to evening he was there, and he comes in the evening time. And he was so sad, and permission is not got. Every day they have to go slog. You know what Prabhupada said? Where is Giriraj? He is there. Ask him, whether we get permission or not getting permission, we can't stop our dancing and kirtan. Because this way we are pleasing Krishna. And whatever the permission is needed, Krishna will take care of that. So wonderfully it was narrated. And one more thing is that the temple in charge was given to Giriraj Maharaj, and Prabhupada has to leave. And he was not understanding what way we can get that, what is the main source for building a temple. Prabhupada couldn't say anything. Then Prabhupada has to leave for United States. So they all went to airport. The airport Prabhupada was sitting, because there was little time. That earlier days it was there. Now they are not allowing airport and all to go and do something. Kirtan and all. We used to do it. So the kirtan was going on. Prabhupada was there. Nice kirtan. Then the time got up. Prabhupada got up. And he was just waiting. Prabhupada, what instruction is he going to give me? Because I have to build such a big temple. It's a big task. But Prabhupada said, he looked at him, because the same such type of kirtan should go on. There will be definitely temple will come up. That was the instruction, because this is what we have to do. Glorifying the Lord with kirtan. This instruction. And other thing I wanted to say, that 50% should be of the amount income to be given to the Lord. There are two parts in it. And one more thing, we are collecting some amount, giving the people. It's quite okay. And second, B, you have to become a devotee. Preach the cult of devotion to involve yourself. Only by giving the money, Krishna won't be happy. You have to involve yourself. Preaching as well as chanting, dancing, everything. You have to involve yourself personally. Prabhupada's statement is very wonderful. And for that, one example is there. Even this Radha Das Bihari temple, it was plain land that time. And they have to, Shilanyasa they have to do also, foundation stone. You know, there His Excellency Padmanabh Acharya was there. He was from Udipi. And these boys were doing working so hard, these Westerners. He was just amazingly looking at them. And he was asking them, why don't you come for breakfast? He was feeling. Because he was the tenant of that other aspirist thing. One of the person. So they said, we don't eat anything with onion, garlic. You have come and have coffee tea. No coffee tea. Then he without onion, garlic, then I'll prepare upma. Then he prepared upma and started calling them. Even I also don't do that. Because I'm from Udupi and Madhvacharya is there. He's following that process. They become friendly with that. And they're working like anything. And he was shocked to see Padmanabhaji. Then Prabhupada had come. Then he came to know that he's one of the person. He's daily serving them something by person. So Prabhupada, they took Prabhupada there. Prabhupada saw in the entry of his house, there was Sripad Madhvacharya's photo. Immediately he gave dandavat. And he said, you are from Udupi? Yes. I'm very happy to see you. Can I stay for some time here? Yeah, there was nothing else there. He said, I'm very, very much happy. I honor it. It is my great fortune. Please, stay here, Swamiji. And he gives one room also. It was a big flat. So within 5 minutes, all these his followers, and he himself said, in Radharaspya, Padmanabha Acharya said, within 10 minutes, those people cleared that room, you know, such a way, they cleansed it. And he said, I was surprised to see whether it is my room or not. Because so clean, so neat, these Westerners. And they were, Prabhupada was speaking to them, they were all youngsters, and Prabhupada was giving a big, big project. And he said, this man is old man, and these are young people. What type of thing? They are taking it so seriously. God only knows what they are going to do it. And he himself said that. But they had the faith, and they have taken chanting, dancing, and feasting. These were the three things they have mentioned it. And he was the person, he was the governor of Nagaland, Mizoram, all west, eastern side of, northeast side of India. He was a governor, past governor. And same way that Shetty was coming, a senior Shetty was there, he was a builder. He used to come. He used to meet Prabhupada. Prabhupada used to say, what you are doing? What is your project? Because he said, you all know about it, I'm a businessman, I'm a builder. What is your today's program? He said, the morning I get up, I have some bed tea. Then after I have breakfast, I'll go for my works. I'll do my building job and I'll come in the evening. I'll take some rest and have prasad dinner. I'll sleep. You are living like cats and dogs. Shetty was shocked actually. He said, what type of thing? What way I have to live? Swamiji. Then he said, you come. Take some of our brahmacharis and they will teach you what is the way you have to live. So here the main thing is that the devotees, we have to make the people devotees. Okay, you collect some money, that is not enough. 50% people have given. You have to make yourself involved and make others also in devotees. This is what Prabhupada has emphasized. And here one more point is that scientific development, discoveries to be used on Lord's service. This is Yukta Vairagya. That you remember. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to have their car. For sannyasis keeping car, it was this, no, in India. But just for sake of Krishna. And even Prabhupada, dictaphone. And best thing. And nowadays we are using Zoom. That's all the thing. Modern scientific discoveries. But use it for Krishna's service. So, without having anything, our own motivation. Krishna's service, you have to do it. Next is, what is the real preaching? Here, given it very nicely. What is the real preaching? Real preaching is converting unwilling person to the devotee. Jisko dili nahi hai, jagai madai jaise logon ko banana hai. Brahmanical conscious wala sab ban jata hai apna api. Sattvik wala. You have to make jagai madai. And that is why the person is unwilling person to be a devotee. So, I have some example of our, because I don't want to take the olden things. When we preach somewhere, in Bombay especially, a person, of course, he was having lots of business. You know, he's entered to Krishna conscious. He had lots of businesses. Name is Ram Ranjan Prabhu. I wanted to refer the direct, what I pursued. And he had all different things. He was having gambling division, lotteries, and so many things he had. And what happened? After coming to Krishna conscious, and he has attended so many yatras also, he got transformed. He had at least, that time he had at least 10 lakhs of rupees per more than that per month. He immediately understood this four regulative principle. These are all dons, you know. He gave up that lottery system, gambling thing. All this system he gave up. And then he found a small fast food stall. And he said, I will stay like this. Otherwise, I can't get initiation. He gave up everything. Then he took initiation from His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. By seeing him, so many people have come. They were all dons actually. And by seeing this, see the power of Srila Prabhupada and our Mahamantra. I wanted to give the present scenario and whatever I have seen it. This has got a real power. Then one more person was there. He was a big don in this Kulaba area. People were all worried about him. He was a big criminal. His name was Nagesh Shetty. Big don. He saw this. He came to our temple. He took chanting and he attended so many yatras. And he started chanting 100 rounds because he said, I am totally fallen person. I wanted more chanting. He understood because this is the only way you can remove all your sinful activities. He started chanting and made everyone at home and everything in a very clean way. He had many restaurants also. He used to send some devotees prasadam and all. Of course, nowadays, at present, he left the body. But what I wanted to say, any criminal also, very practically we have seen, by chanting the holy name, taking Krishna as center, he will become a devotee. This is what is given exactly here. This is the greatness of Prabhupada's movement. Even Prabhupada's time, the Westerners were there, even in Vrindavan, the Lohi Bazaar especially, this you all know about it, that this Brahmin said, these people have bought all Westerners, ye inko Malai se log kulaya, aur humko, humara Brahman ko khatam kar rahe, Swami Maharaj. So there was a big news. Prabhupada understood. And Prabhupada called all of them. All of the Samaj they called. Prabhupada said, you come 500 people. I will send one of my devotee. He is enough for you all. Because he is so pure. Aap log bolte Brahman, Brahman karke. Itna saal se ek bidi nahi chod sakte. Aap kaun sa Brahman hai? They are all so pure. This is Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada could give everything for them. It is the quality which makes us perfect Brahman, perfect Vaishnava. Not that caste. This Prabhupada has given very wonderful. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's formula. This we have to remember. Wherever he goes, he is dancing, he is chanting, and feasting. The same thing Prabhupada used to. Very simple thing. Refreshment like. In material things also, they open up so many resources. And what they keep? They keep a good music, good show music, and then dancing there, and then wonderful refreshment. feasting. People go there. Resort. There are so many resorts there. Of course, we don't go, but that is there. These three things are needed. Good music. So that's why, if the good music is there, it's entertaining his mind, and dancing is there, it is purifying his body, and then the feasting is there. That purifies his mind, it purifies his health, it purifies, it gets all enjoyment. And when his process is of prasadam, it purifies fully his soul. This is important. Even this is Sankirtan Yajna. It purifies, makes the person. Even Prabhupada, that time he had known that initial stage in New York, 22nd Avenue, not even had much financial help. Prabhupada used to count how many are there. 22 people attended. So he takes one apple and cuts 22 pieces, offering and giving them prasadam. This was Prabhupada. He has kept that principle, even up to the last. Give them Krishna prasad. People are not coming. The women are, men are complaining about women. Women are complaining about men. Children are complaining. Fathers are complaining that they are not coming for Krishna conscious. Prabhupada says, feed them prasadam. Krishna is come. Will come in a form of prasadam. So much faithful. That is given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Prabhupada appealed to, for wealthy people, 50% spent for Krishna consciousness. That is for dancing, chanting, feasting, even for our Janmashtami. We do all those things. If they give that, we'll make them dance. We can give them good feasting. And they can chant automatically. And Kali Yuga can be transformed. They can go back home, back to Godhead. It can be transformed to Goloka. This is the word. Transcendentally situated. Whoever he may be. It is so powerful. Even Haridas Thakur says, even people chant the holy name, knowingly, unknowingly, without attention also, it helps. One Krishna Naam can eradicate crores of lifetimes sinful activity. Such a powerful thing. So, the next is this preaching, very important way they have given. This preaching should be done under guidelines of a pure devotee. Pure devotee, that principle of pure devotee, you all know it. What is the principle of pure devotee? Anya vilashita shunyam, jnana karmadi anavratam, anukulena krishna anushilanam bhakti ruttama. That is one of the principles. One who renders transcendental loving service to the Supreme Lord Krishna without material desire, through fruitive activities or philosophical speculation. This is called pure devotional service. Here very special things are mentioned. What is their pure devotional service? Preaching, Prabhupada said, preaching is needed that you have to take four regulative principles properly. That is preaching. And the guidelines which you have to give for the chanting of the holy name, you can't, 16 round minimum chanting holy name. And four regulative principles. These are the very important things. And it must never be compromised. There are so many, one group has come, some young boys. They have come. Four, five boys have come. Prabhupada welcomed them. They sat next to Prabhupada. Prabhupada, Swamiji, we wanted to accept this Krishna conscious. Very nice. Very good. But we should follow four regulative principles. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, no meat eating. They said, it is impossible, Swamiji. Then Prabhupada said, it is impossible to take Krishna conscious also. If that is some sacrifice, you have to do it. You come here, you will have a practice, you can do that. Because you will get transformed. But they just stood and laughingly they went away. It was what Prabhupada said. They're good boys, Prabhupada said. I was feeling. But they are not taken it. Krishna consciousness. There's so many are there like that. And one more thing is that Prabhupada always glorify the holy name. Always glorify the holy name. Wherever he goes. Sometimes he gets 5 to 10 minutes. Prabhupada makes the people to do kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That's enough. He's hearing. He's purifying. His heart is getting purified. His enemies, 6 enemies, Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Madamasara, you have to clear it. His pride, everything. This is the transcendental medicine. This is mantra aushadi. Give it to anybody. It will be purified. Krishna himself. So he used to emphasize all the time. If less time is there, do kirtan. Let them get it. If the same thing has happened in San Francisco. They were not knowing anything about Ratayatra and all. First Ratayatra Prabhupada used to arrange. That also, you know, Krishna's arrangement. Malati Mataji got some Jagannath from one of the shop, and you all know about it. Then whatever is Indian means, they bring it and keep it in front of the Prabhupada's table. Prabhupada saw that and he gave Dandavat. And there are the other two, Baladev and Subhadra also there. So again she went there to that shop, she bought them also. And kept it. Prabhupada just said, he gave Dandavat and said, he called Shyam Sundar, can you make such thing, big doll like this? He said, yes, we know some carpentry, he knows. So they said, yeah, okay. He took that 3 things and we had to get the wood, you know. Near there was some shipping company was there next to their stay. So in the night they went and bought something, wood from there, plywood and that, or for making that. You know, what a way they all survived, you know, in Prabhupada's movement. And what a faithful way they worked out. This we have to remember that. Then they bought it, they started making. And Prabhupada was asking, how far the development is then? Is it, things are over? So, here they go, it's getting on. Swamiji, ho raha. Then Prabhupada one day, surprisingly, he comes there. When Prabhupada is coming, the Baladev's head was ready, everything, and Shamsundar's cigarette was, the smoke of the cigarette he kept there and as a tray. Prabhupada saw this, he said, what is this? He said, the cigarette, just took it. How many cigarettes do you smoke? He said, about 3 packets or something. Prabhupada didn't say anything. While returning, Prabhupada said, why you keep some obstruction of cigarette between you and Krishna? Stop it. If you can't stop it now, gradually you can leave it. It is an obstruction between you and Krishna. It's like a big wall. They say, Shamsundar Prabhu left on the same day, smoking cigarette. What I wanted to tell you, it has got such a power, wonderful power, Maha Mantra. It has got all the power. And San Francisco Ratayatra, they were not knowing, Prabhupada was sick. The Ratayatra, they got it, they installed it, big thing. And they were waiting for the order, what Prabhupada is going to say. Prabhupada in the first floor, chariot was there in below. And Prabhupada saw everyone was just waiting for the order. Prabhupada said, today you are taking all your energies to pray the Supreme Lord Jagannath. He is the proprietor of the whole universe. Today you put all your energy and love, whatsoever amount you have, you put love and that is devotion. And you worship them and dance. Chant and take prasadam. People are all jumping. Let us use all our power to Jagannath. That was how things started. Then they started pulling it. And then they said, let us take one place to other place like that. That was the way the particular things, Prabhupada started the thing, without anything. It is just, how is a, it's an inconceivable arrangement, achintya. If you see, as I gave you an example, like so many people have transformed their life, even people like us also, some or the other we got transformed, we are chanting. Otherwise, it requires a very high mercy is needed. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy is needed. And one more thing here, what is the pure devotee's other qualification? Very important way is this. Number one, doesn't speculate anything. Whatever is given Supreme Lord, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, don't speculate. Speak as it is. This is Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. Krishna is the absolute truth. Who are you to change it? What authority you got? Just speak as it is. No, don't speculate. Second thing, you should not become a god, you know, that Mayavada Kandan. Many people say after understanding this, you can become this, you can become a master, you can enjoy this life. That people have got pratishta. I am so and so. I got so many, I know lots of shlokas, many people, they are appreciating me. I get so many medals. I got so much demand. This is pratishta. This Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami says, pratishta means sukaravishta. We know, we hear this. Sukara is so abominable. The pig eats this mala, toilet. And after that, it prepares its own mala. So abominable. That pratishta means sukaravishta. It is like that. So, in our system, whatever is given today, why I said, even the forgetting other old days thing, even in our front of our eyes, in our front of our day-to-day life, we can understand there is lots of transformation. This transformation, they may not come to the forefront or in the picture, I am so-and-so. No. These are all the power of Maha Mantra, power of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, power of our Prabhupada, and power of our Parampara, power of our Vaishnavas. And one more thing is that we have to be very, very seriously. Association is most important. Once you come to certain level, you can't say that I understood everything Krishna conscious. I do not want anything further. No. Your humble way. Trinadapi sunischena tarurapi saishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadai. Up to the last, they are all greatest devotees. They are all wonderful devotees. I am the lowest. This has to come. This is the Goswami conscious. Prabhupada said, I have arranged the temple in Vrindavan just to understand that some of our devotees, definitely they will get the Goswami conscious. That's why I have arranged. And unless and unfortunately, if you don't get pure, you have to come back again. 100% purified. Slowly, slowly purified. We have 50% material desire, 50% spiritual. Slowly, by chanting and accumulating our spiritual name, slowly it goes to 60% spiritual, then 40% material. Then again, continue it, 70%, 30%. Opposite, then go to 80%, then 20%, then go 90%, 10%. Go to 100%, then no material desire. That should be our goal. You have to keep it in desire. Then purification will automatically take place. You are not from here. You are from there. Purandaradas says, Alli de nammane, illidu sumane. Our home is there. Our Prabhuji, we have given the name Alli de nammane for Maharaj's autobiography. We have given the same name. Alli de Namane, our house is there. This is not our house. So this particular thing will come after chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Thank you very much. How to be a path of perfection to it, arrange the path of perfection, Prabhupada given us the guidelines in this purport. I just highlighted it. Anybody have any questions? One or two? We can just take. Yes? Anything? Krishna Nam Prabhu, Tika Tippani. Krishna Nam Prabhu, he knows all the management thing, with three things, chanting, dancing, feasting. And Krishna Nam, that is most important. So we have to always take that. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Right.